kill yourself. God.
This reminds me of an episode of Leaving to Beaver.
Oh, bring it on, baby.
Well, there was this episode of Leaving to Beaver where Beaver wakes up in the morning and the devil's in his room, and the devil convinces him that his parents and everybody else in the neighborhood are witches and they need to be killed. Actually, they need to specifically have their head chopped off with an axe that's in the garage. So Beaver is like, okay, whatever, and he goes down in the garage to get the axe, only the axe is really heavy and he's really little. So he drops the axe and it accidentally chops off one of his feet. So he picks up the axe again and it accidentally chops off the other foot. So he's just lying there with these stumps and there's blood all over the garage. And the axe is just laying there. And then Wally comes home and he's like, Beaver, there's blood all over the garage. Dad's going to be home soon. He goes inside shaking his head. And then Dad comes home and he's like, Beaver, I'm trying to pull the car in the garage and there's an axe in the middle of my driveway. So Beaver tries to pick up the axe again and he chops off his arm. And then he picks up it again and he chops off his other arm. And there's blood everywhere and his limbs are just floating in a sea of blood. So the father goes inside and he talks to the mother and they just sit there and decide what kind of punishment they ought to have for Beaver. By the time they get outside again, he's dead. It's a really good one. I think that Beaver is really cute, but he didn't grow up very cute. Who does, though, really?
I used to be cute.
Sorry.
This song is about an infected toe.
You gotta stand there.
It's on our new CD.
For those of you keeping score, we'll be selling copies of the mini disc after the show.
The giant of Illinois died from a blister on his toe after walking all day through the first winter snow. Throwing bits of stale bread to the last speckled dust, he never even felt his shoe full of blood. Delirious with pain, his bedroom walls began to glow, and he felt himself soaring up through falling snow. And the sky was a woman's own. The sky was a woman's own. A boy with a club foot, as in next to him in school. Once upon a summer's day, they went wandering this ball in a sleeping swan on the banks of a muddy stream, and they stormed it with rocks till it collapsed in the reeds. Chocolate and lemonade, but under the blue bowl, the giant was afraid, 'cause the sky was